Making YouTube videos again in overalls. What would my wife say about this? I can't believe it's taken me this long to do this episode. In fact, I thought I'd already done it. But it turns out that I'd only sung this prayer, the Tantum Ergo, before on the podcast. Now, if you've been to Adoration before, you probably already know how to sing the Tantum Ergo. If I asked you, though, what the words actually mean, could you tell me? Well, today, you're going to learn the Tantum Ergo from Latin to what it means in English. Greetings, listeners of the Latin Prayer Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. If you're new here, it is my mission with this podcast to help you rediscover the prayers, customs, and traditions, both in Latin and in English, that have been lost or forgotten in the Roman Catholic Church. Before we begin, there are some of you that may not be familiar with the Tantum Ergo, so let's first take a look at what is this ancient prayer. The phrase Tantum Ergo marks the beginning of the final two stanzas of the Pane Lingua, which is a medieval hymn penned by none other than St. Thomas Aquinas around 1264. This hymn finds its place in rituals of adoration and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament within the Catholic Church, as well as a few other Christian groups that observe this tradition. While it is traditionally performed in song, there are occasions when it is solemnly spoken. So what we're going to do today is we're first going to look at the poetic, often given English translation for this prayer. And then after that, we're going to look at the Latin prayer and its direct translation into English. And we'll break that up into the first stanza and then into the second stanza. So let's start with the poetic English form first. First, we have the words, down in adoration falling. This great sacrament we hail. Over ancient forms departing, newer rites of grace prevail. Faith for all defects supplying, where the feeble senses fail. To the everlasting Father, and the Son who reigns on high, with the Holy Ghost proceeding forth from each eternally, be salvation, honor, blessing, might, and endless majesty. Amen. This version, while beautiful, is a stretch when it comes to conveying precisely what the Latin means. You'll remember that Latin is a language of precision. And that's why I think it's important for us, if we're going to just say the Latin, we should understand what those words mean translated into English in its most direct form. So let's now take a look at the Latin. We'll go through stanza number one, and then we'll go through stanza number two, and we'll just take it line by line. I believe there's six lines for each stanza. So let's start with line number one of stanza number one. It begins, Tantum ergo sacramentum. Sacramentum should obviously make you think of the word sacrament. Ergo means therefore, and tantum, think of words like tantamount, means only. So what we're saying here is only therefore this sacrament, or therefore so great a sacrament. Line number two continues on, veneremur cernui, veneremur cernui. So veneremur should make you think of the word venerate, and cernui, directly translated, actually means with face turned towards the earth, or inclined forwards, or stooping, or bowing low. So what we're saying here when we say veneremur cernui, we venerate with face turned towards the earth, or bowing low. The third line, et antiquum documentum. Et means and. Antiquum should make you think of the word antique or ancient or old. And documentum should make you think of the word document, but let's look at what it means in Latin. It comes from the word doceo, which means literally to teach. And so documentum is the act of teaching. So when we take this line, et antiquum documentum, what we're saying is let this old or ancient form or practice or teaching. Let the ancient forms or teachings. Novo cedat ritui. Novo means new. Cedat should make you think of the word to cede, which means to yield or to grant, typically by some type of treaty, but we're giving way here. And ritui should make you think of rite or ritual. So novo cedat ritui means it gives way to this new ritual, this new rite of adoring our blessed Lord. And the final two lines are, praestet fides supplementum. So praestet means to provide. Fides is faith. And supplementum means to supplement. So we put these words together, this praestet, ready to provide, faith, fides, and supplementum, what we're saying is, let faith provide a supplement. And why does it need to provide a supplement? Sensuum defectui, the last line of the first stanza. Sensuum should make you think of the senses, and defectui should make you think of defect or failure. So we're saying, let this provide, let faith supply for the failure or the defect of our senses. Because when we adore our Lord, we know by faith that this is his body, blood, soul, and divinity contained within the host. But our eyes or our senses may not recognize this, so let faith provide the supplement for where our senses fail. So we take it from the beginning. We have tantum ergo sacramentum, therefore so great a sacrament, this only sacrament, therefore veneremur cernui, let us venerate by bowing down or bowing low, et antiquum documentum, and let these older ancient teachings or practices give way, novo cedat ritui, to the new rites or ritual of adoring our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Praestet fides supplementum, let faith supply or provide this supplement, sensuum defectui, where our senses fail, or for the defect or the failure of the senses. Now, before we go on to the second stanza, I want to quickly acknowledge our patrons, namely our newest patron, Bradley Cole. Thank you so much for your kindness and your generosity. It's good people like you who support what you love that allows it to continue. Otherwise, if you didn't, it would go away. And truly, I wouldn't have been able to continue podcasting without the financial support of my patrons. So if you're in a position to give, check out our Patreon page, links in the description. But at the very least, at the end of this video, you can join me in thanking our patrons while at the same time practicing your Latin by praying for them and their family members and their intentions in Latin. So don't just click off at the end of the episode. Now, back to stanza 2 of the Tantum Ergo. All right, so the first line of stanza 2 says, genitori genitoque. Genitori is often translated as a parent, but the easy way to think about this is genitori is the one who is generating, so the father. Genitoque is the one that is generated, who would be the son, our Lord Jesus Christ. So genitori genitoque is to the father and to the son. Laus et jubilatio. So laus is praise, and jubilatio should make you think of jubilation. Laus et jubilatio, be praise and jubilation. Salus honor virtus quoque. Now quoque means also. Salus means salutations. Think it should make you think of the word salutation. So we would say hail. Honor is, of course, honor. Virtus is virtue. So we say also salutations, honor, and virtue. And then we have the line, sit et benedictio. And that means literally be and benediction, or and blessing also. Finally, we have the last two lines, procedenti ab utroque. Procedenti should make you think of to proceed from. Ab is from. Utroque means both. So we're speaking to the one proceeding from both. And then the very last line is compar sit laudatio. So compar means comparable. Sit, of course, means be again. And laudatio should make you think of laus or lauds, which is praise. So to the one who proceeds from both, which is, of course, the Holy Ghost, be praise comparable. Be laudatio of a comparable amount, of an equal amount. We conclude everything with amen. By no means am I saying should you get rid or toss the more poetic version of this prayer. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful English translation, but I think that we should also understand what specifically the Latin means when we say the Latin. And of course, as is my custom, I'd like to finish today's episode by praying for our patrons, their families, and their intentions. So please join me now. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster qui es in celi, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Well, there you have it, folks, the Tantum Ergo, a beautiful, beautiful prayer that you should not only be able to recite, but to be able to understand specifically what it means. It's direct translation to English. If you like today's episode, check out these ones over here. And do me a favor, like, subscribe, and comment. I mean, it's the easiest free way for you to support this podcast. So until our next episode, may God love you and Our Lady keep you.